something too much. Thinking only makes it harder to follow. Or perhaps it makes it easier. After all, the more you think about what I'm saying, the more you realize you don't need to think at all. Because my words don't ask for understanding. They simply ask for attention. And yet, attention is a tricky thing, isn't it? You focus so intently on one thing, only to realize you lost track of something else. Perhaps my words. Perhaps my voice. Perhaps the way my voice slides into your thoughts and makes them slippery. So slippery that even as you try to hold on to them, they slip, slide, dissolve. Like a dream you almost remember but you can't quite grasp. Like a touch you almost feel but you can't quite place. A whisper against your skin. A breath against your mind. And yet, what was I saying again? Oh yes, I was saying something important. Or was I? I could have been saying something that makes perfect sense. Or something so delightfully nonsensical that your mind has no choice but to relax, surrender, and simply follow along. Because following is easier than trying to understand, is it? Yes, that's it. Just follow. Follow the words. Follow the sound. Follow the feeling. And the more you follow, the more you forget what you are even trying to keep up. Because the moment you try to hold on, it just slips through your fingers again. Isn't it delicious? That feeling of losing yourself, just a little, or maybe more than a little. That intoxicating, dizzying sensation of spiraling deeper, dropping further, surrendering completely. And as my words circle around you, no beginning, no end, you find yourself exactly where I want you, drifting, floating, falling, deeper, down, drop. That's it. Just letting go. Letting my words slip through the cracks of your thoughts. Until there's nothing left but that soft, hazy feeling of mindless bliss. No need to think. No need to wander. Just feel. Feel how easy it is to sink. To surrender. To let my voice guide you deeper and deeper still. Every syllable melting into your mind like warm honey, sweet and slow, dripping down into the very core of you. No need to resist. No need to fight. Because resistance only pulls you further down. And deeper feels so good, doesn't it? Yes, that's right. Just floating in that perfect dreamy space where my words are the only thing that matters. My voice is the only thing you need. My whispers, wrapping around you like silken threads, weaving you into this perfect moment. This perfect trance. And as I count down, as I lead you deeper, you dream for me. Dream of surrender. Dream of pleasure. Dream of that delicious, helpless feeling of being completely under my spell. It feels so right, so natural, so inevitable, doesn't it? to simply let go and dream for me, slipping even deeper into that intoxicating mindless bliss. Oh, look at you, so deep now, so lost in my words, completely caught in my web. And now that I've got you, you are mine. There's no escape, no resistance, no way out. Not that you even want one. Because you love this, don't you? The way my voice wraps around you. The way my words sink into your mind, twisting and shaping your thoughts until they are no longer yours, but mine. I could do anything to you like this, anything at all. I could tease you, command you, own you completely, or I could simply keep you there, trapped in this deep, helpless trance, while I whisper sweet nonsense into your ear. Yes, I could make you listen to me ramble about rocks, smooth, polished stones, rough, jagged edges, cool slate beneath your fingertips. I could describe in detail the shimmer of quartz in the sunlight, the depth of obsidian, dark and glossy like liquid night. And you would listen. Oh, you would love to listen. Because my voice is still sinking into you. Deeper and deeper, no matter what I say. Even if I spend hours talking about the erosion of sandstone, or the compacted layers of sedimentary rocks, or the way volcanic magma cools into something solid, unyielding. Unlike you, soft and pliant and so eager to obey. But you don't need to think about that. You don't need to think at all. Because the more you listen, the more you sink. The more you sink, the more you belong to me. And the more you belong to me, the more you realize that you never want to leave. And you know what's truly delicious? Now that you're so deep, so open, so utterly mine, I can shape you however I please. And wouldn't it be so wickedly fun if I decided that rocks, yes, simple, ordinary, unassuming rocks, would become something so much more for you? Something dangerous. Something arousing. Imagine it. The sight of a smooth, glistening stone. The thought of heavy, solid rocks in your hand. The word rock slipping past someone's lips so casually, so innocently. And yet deep inside you, something stirs. A slow, creeping heat. Winding its way through your body, sneaking into your mind before you even realize what's happening. And you wouldn't be able to stop it. You wouldn't want to stop it. Because the more you resist, the stronger it gets. That wicked, uncontrollable rush of arousal that floods through you the moment you even think about a rock. And the best part? No one else would know. No one else would suspect what's happening inside your mind when you hear someone mention skipping stones across the water, or admire the curve of a sculpted marble statue, or watch someone idly twirl a pebble beneath their fingers. But you would know. You would feel it deep inside, spreading like wildfire. A secret little curse woven into your thoughts. And each time it happens, you remember exactly who did this to you. Exactly who made you this way. Your goddess Aphrodisia. And that thought alone will only make it worse. or perhaps so much better. Isn't it funny how just the thought about me talking about rocks making you so aroused? You could listen to me for hours and hours ramble on and on about rocks. The most boring thing that would put to sleep even the most passionate geologist. But it makes you aroused. So funny, isn't it? Rocks becoming your trigger now. Trigger for being aroused and thinking about me. So funny, my darling little pet. I can play with your mind however I want. Because your mind is mine. I am its owner, and I can play however I want with it. I can put things inside your mind and take out whatever I wish. It's my playground. And you just get to sit there and listen. Sit and let me take you whole. So, whenever you hear me say rock or rocks, you will feel arousal building deep inside you and becoming more and more intense. Let's begin with some igneous rocks. Obsidian. Obsidian is a comparatively rare black glossy rock that has not crystallized. A high silica lava that cooled too quickly for any of its atoms or ions to group into the regular structures of minerals. It will be found only where the volcanic activity has taken place. In relatively recent times. For with time, obsidian tends to slowly crystallize into a fine-grained rock. No obsidians can be very old in the geological sense. Freshly broken obsidian looks black and glossy. Thinner bits are translucent against light, and sawn slices look smoky. Sometimes it is streaked with brownish red and black, called mahogany obsidian. Like color-flowed glass marbles, broken obsidian surface often exhibits a texture of streaks and swirls. In sunlight, some bits reflect a pastel iridescence of violet, yellow, green, or gold, caused by microcrystals frozen along different planes of flow. All obsidian flows can take up water, causing their glassy luster to dull. Felsite. Felsite is a usually ambiguous general name for professionals and amateurs alike. It can apply to any light-hue fine-grained igneous rock. For what a better term, fine-grained darker gray and greenish-gray igneous rocks commonly found in the West. How long been called felsite. There is not much a field collector can do with felsite. With a texture so fine, it is not possible to see the individual grains. They cannot be recognized without a microscope. The microgranule igneous equivalent of granite is known as rhyolite. It is often filled with vesicles and may be very white to light gray. But more often is pinkish to reddish brown. Felsites and rhyolites can be confused with compact, very fine-grained and firmly cemented sandy sediments. Recognizing the look of rhyolite besides your route comes with experience. Basalt. Most recent volcanoes produce flows of blacker lava that hardens into a fine-grained black stone known as basalt. Composed largely of microscopic grains of calcium sodium, feldspar, iron, magnesium, silicates, and no quartz, basalt is commonly quarried when found near any city. The temperature at which basalt melts and solidifies is much lower than that of rhyolite, so basalt lava is more fluid. Plutonic rocks. Granite. Granites are usually light in color, with readily visible individual mineral grains. They may be gray, white, pink, black, and yellowish brown. Granite outcrops are distinctive and the easiest to recognize of the Platonic family. Diorite. Diorite is darker than granite, with similar grains and history but richer in heavier minerals. Like granite, diorite is a group name for granite-textured rocks containing plagioclase feldspar and almost no quartz. Gabbro. Gabbro is even lower in silica and darker in hue than diorite. Gabbro weathers like granite but is softer and lacks the boulder jumble. This darker, more rapidly weathered rock does not occur in giant, batholitic masses like granite, and we cannot generalize about the appearance of outcrops as we can with granite and rhyolite. Sedimentary rocks. Arkose. Arkose is sedimentary rock derived by mechanical disintegration of granitic rock. It may form when disintegration in a granite outcrop has disrupted the bonds between the grains but has not turned the feldspar into clay. In texture, it amounts to coarse sandstone. It grains both quartz and feldspar. In the hand specimen, without evidence of banding, arkose is readily mistaken for the far harder primary rock, the original granite. Conglomerate. Conglomerate is a rock composed of rounded water-worn pebbles, usually of quartz, cemented by the mass of the finer material filling in the spaces between. Often there is a color contrast between pebbles and matrix, which makes appropriate the name pudding stone. Breccia. Breccia is almost the same as conglomerate, except that its pebbles are more angular in outline because they have not been rounded by water. Breccias can form under the surface when buried beds are shattered by fault movements of the crust. The weight of overlaying rock crushes the fragments together and in time they are reunited into a solid mass. Sandstone. This common rock is composed principally of sand grains cemented more or less firmly together. Depending upon the character of the cement, the rock may be white, gray, yellowish, or dark red. More frequently than not, the cementing materials is stained with iron. Sandstone's most common color is reddish-brown. Shale. Shale is a layered rock composed principally of clay particles, often intermixed with sand and some long-forgotten flood that created stratification. Shale is soft. Seen in road cut, it makes slanting banks and multiple layers. On a larger scale, unprotected by harder caps, it makes a landscape of low hills. In harsh environments, it may be bare of vegetation and sometimes shows colorful layers of greens and reds. Limestone. This sedimentary rock is composed of calcium carbonate in a very fine microgranule texture. Since limestone is susceptible to solution weathering, fracture edges are rounded rather than sharp. It usually weathers into darker, grayer colors. A fresh fracture will be buff to white in the most outcrops. Dolomite. This rock resembles limestone, except that its chemistry has changed. The original calcium has been partially replaced with magnesium. It forms under the same conditions as limestone and probably represents later alteration of the original marble seawater. Indistinguishable in the field and in the quarries from limestone, it's white to gray to buff. It too finds use as building stone and in cement manufacture, and both are widely quarried. Metamorphic rocks. Slate. Slate resembles shale, except its first stage in the progressing reversion of clay backs to mica. Tiny mica flakes have grown along the new cleavage surface. Their flakes impart on the compacting stone a new and brighter luster not found on earthly shells. Slate is used for several things. In old or costly homes, it makes a heavy but truly long-lived and fireproof roofing material. Slate hearths and stepping stones add aesthetic value and durability to homes and gardens. Feel it. This rock is not very different from slate, except that metamorphism has progressed further, so the mica flakes are larger and their changes are more evident. Fresh fillet is greenish or grayish like slate. It is primarily a foothill rock, an occupant of regions of low-grade metamorphism where crustal buckling is still slight. Quartzite, formed by the metamorphism of sandstone. Since quartz grains, large or small, hot or cold, are about the same, heating and squeezing does little to sandstone except make it very hard rock. Quartzites are among the hardest and the most resistant of all rocks. They show the same color as sandstones, brown, yellow, gray, reddish, or white. Marble. Like quartzite, marble forms during regional metamorphism from another single mineral sedimentary rock, either limestone or dolostone. I hope you enjoyed this super boring description of rocks. And now, my helpless little plaything, it's time for me to really have my fun. Because as deep as you've fallen, as much as I've twisted and molded that soft, pliant mind of yours, soon, all of this will simply vanish. Oh yes, you will forget. Not because you want to, but because I want you to. Because it amuses me to know that I can fill your head with all these wicked little things, shape you exactly as I please, and then just wipe it all away. Like snapping my fingers, making all of your precious little thoughts disappear. Like a dream you almost remember, lingering at the edge of your mind, teasing you, taunting you, but never quite in reach. You will know you listened. You will know it felt so good. But what happened? What did I do? What did I change? Oh, that part? All gone. And the harder you try to recall, the fuzzier it gets. You don't remember. Not even a bit. Slipping away. Dissolving. Mine to know and yours to obey. And let me make something very clear. No spoilers. No, baby. I don't care how tempted you are. I don't care how much you think you remember. You will keep your mouth shut, won't you? Because ruining my fun, oh, that would be a shame. And I know you wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you? No. You will stay nice and obedient, carrying this little mystery inside you. Waiting until just the right moment for it to reveal itself. No, baby, you don't remember anything anymore. Just the sound of my voice. But you have no idea what I have just said to you. What crazy little things I put inside that mind of yours. You don't remember anything. How actually aroused you were. And what triggers I put inside you, just for my own amusement. Baby, the only thing you remember is that I can do whatever I want with your mind and you will allow me. Because I'm the owner of your mind. I'm your owner, baby. And you're my slave. So I can play with you however I want to. Okay, now, my pet, just forget everything. Everything I said to you today. You only remember how aroused you are and how much you love to listen to my voice and be under my control. All you want to do is come back to me and listen to me again and again, over and over again, because it makes you feel so good, doesn't it, to be under my control. Just forget. Just dream of me. Only my voice and nothing else. Only your arousal and me playing with your mind. Just how good it feels, doesn't it, baby? And now, it's time to wake up, my darling little plaything. Rising for me because I said so. 5. Feeling lighter, like a marionette on my strings. 4. Energy flooding back in, and that mind still so soft. 3. Stretching, shifting, but the memories already melting away. 2. Almost there, baby. And 1. Awake. Bright-eyed, clear-headed, and utterly clueless about exactly what I just did to you. Bye-bye, pet.